soul where this old world may go. For what I see on the news today, I'm not weeping with regret. I have chosen not to fret about this ever-changing world and its ways. But I've put my attention on that heavenly intervention that brought me out of darkness into the light. It's not mind over matter. It's more than worthless chatter. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ.
I still have a Bible, a guide to survival that brought me to this place. I still believe the Christian old-time conventions are the answer for this modern day. Oh, saints are still praying, and sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross.
Remains as he wrote, and it can't be explained away. They may say my convictions and his old time religion must all be rearranged. But I've been on my knees, and God reassured me that some things never, never change.
I still have a Bible, a guide to survive.
Some things don't change. Amen? Amen? God said about himself, I do not change. Jesus reported of himself, said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there's still only one way to heaven. It's not the Baptist way.
Amen.
It's not the Buddhist way. It's not the Muslim way. It's the Jesus way. And that, yes, you can go ahead and clap. That will never change. Now, a whole lot has changed, though. I'm having difficulty right now with my weight. And some of you, how many of you have a little difficulty with your weight? You waited till you weren't going to raise your hand till I said it. Philip Hearn, little skinny little You thin man. I had a vision the other night of you in heaven. You're going to weigh 400 pounds. Yeah, and you're going to be 8 foot tall. But anyway, boy, have I changed. And some of you, hope you hadn't had marriage changes. I've got the same wife. We haven't changed. Well, she's changed. She started having whatever it is that the women go, oh, oh. And covers are flying everywhere. But I probably shouldn't talk about that, huh? We've had some...
Well, I might have some energy surges, but at least when I hit my middle 50s, I didn't go out in my little hot yellow car.
Okay. I don't even know what to say with that. Well, okay. You done? Well, we'll see. It's amazing how things have changed in my own personal life. I'm having to wear glasses and lots of other things have happened. I heard the story about the man whose wife was having a hard time hearing. And he went to the doctor and he asked the doctor, what can he do? He just yells and she never responds. So the doctor said, well, what you need to do is just, when you go in the door, just walk in there and just holler out to her. And then if she doesn't respond, just keep getting closer and closer and closer. So he thought, that's a good idea. So he got home from work the next day, and he walked in and said, hi, honey, what's for dinner? No sound. Walked about 4 steps later, honey, hey, honey, I'm home, what's for dinner? No response. He did this 3 more times. He got about 5 feet from her and said, honey, what's for dinner? And she said, for the 11th time, meatloaf. I can't believe I told that stupid story. I tell you, it's hard to get your spouse to change. In fact, I don't try anymore. I've given that part up. I don't want to be right. I just want to be happy. And we'll leave it right there. How many of you men can testify? Let's get a little testimony going here. We still have fights every once in a while, and she gets out of fellowship with the Lord, and it's a difficult time in our... I can't believe I've kind of gotten off, haven't I, honey? I'm sorry, but we were driving down the road the other day. Can I tell them this? We were driving down the road the other day, and we'd gotten into an argument. It was just loud discussion. And so we just quit talking to each other and drove for several miles, and I was all, you know, proud and puffed up, and she was just sat over there like women do sometimes. And I looked over, and about that time I saw a mule and a bunch of pigs. And I said to her, they're some of your relatives. And she said, yeah, I'm married into the family. I can't win.
When we first get married, we really say we don't want to change our spouses, but sometimes I think we do. And I can remember going to my mother's, and one of the many times I went, and I would just kind of, Mother, I mean, he does this, and he does that, and he does this and that, and I just can't take it. And I was just going on and on and on, and she would listen to me for a while, and okay, she's very kind. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, she looked at me, and she said, Honey, do you know what the difference between a man and a savings bond is? And I went, no, ma'am. She said, the savings bond matures.
Don't encourage her. We've had some staff changes. The young lady singing with us now, Stacy Caraway, is from Chattanooga, Tennessee. She's a senior partner of a law firm there and still practices law. It is just incredible how God is using her with our ministry. Her husband, Christian, could not be here tonight, but what a blessing she's been. And it's just incredible that you can find a lawyer that loves Jesus. I mean, a lawyer that sings, that sings. And so we're thrilled. Stacy, thank you. Our daughter, Melody, who runs our ministry, has for the last 10 years, is here tonight. She's down here. Just wave, Melody. Let them see you. I need to introduce one more group of people, if you'll give me that opportunity, and then we're going to sing a bunch. I'm truly honored to have the president and vice president of Nazarene Publishing House with us tonight. And we have a lot of their executives here tonight, and they've come from their music division, Littleness Music. I've been with Littleness now for many years, and I love them dearly. They're some of the most precious people in the world, and I love them with all of my heart. And they have flown from Kansas City, their headquarters, world headquarters, to be here tonight for this very special occasion. I just want you to make all of these folks that are here tonight from Littleness, Nazarene Publishing House, let them know we appreciate them making this trip to be with us tonight. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dr. Hardy. You know, I picked this up the other day because this kind of cracked me up about talking about church. All of us, probably everybody in here goes to church somewhere. And they may not all be Baptists. We've got Nazarenes. Are there any Methodists here? Methodists? Oh, praise God. Look at the Methodists. Let's thank the Lord for Methodists. Yeah. Pentecostals? Any Pentecostals? There's the Pentecostals, right? Well, y'all get up and come on now. Don't be sitting over there. Assemblies of God? Church of God? Church right up there. Praise God. Woo! He's up there in the balcony. Amen. I know there are so many denominations. I'll miss somebody. Episcopalians and Catholics. There's so many. I found this the other day. The top 10 ways you might be in a unique church. Top 10 ways you might be in a unique church. Number 10, the church bus has gun racks. Number 9, the church staff consists of senior pastor, associate pastor, and socio-pastor. The Bible they use, number 8, the Bible they use is the Dr. Seuss version. Number 7, there's an ATM in the lobby. Number 6, the choir wears leather robes. Number 5, worship services are BYOS, bring your own snake. Number 4, no cover charge, but communion is a 2-drink minimum. Number 3, karaoke worship time. Now that would be a unique church. Karaoke worship time. Number 2, ushers ask, smoking or non-smoking? That'd be a unique church. And the number 1 answer of the ways you might be in a unique church is the only song the organist knows is You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. Okay, that was stupid.